Hi, everyone. Hi, everyone. This is Heather El Tapia, Prosperity Advisor, and welcome to the live broadcast of Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. We're very excited to have you as one of our participants today. We've got a chat room you can participate in at blogtalkradio.com/withinsights. We also have a call-in phone number that you can participate with. That number is 646-595-3440. Again, 646-395-3440. Wanted to start off today with just sharing with you a little bit of my journeys over the last couple of weeks and my gratitude in meeting so many amazing people. I had an opportunity to go out and study with Dr. Paula Fellingham of the Women's Information Network, thewinonline.com, and be trained as a Global Women's Summit Director, which just means I have committed to helping coordinate some of the 1,000 international events that are being hosted for women around the world. WINS Network is committed to strengthening women and families worldwide through education, enlightenment, and entrepreneurship in an effort to eradicate illiteracy, poverty and hunger, and to increase the level of love and prosperity and peace on earth. This is so in alignment with the information that I am supporting. I can't even express my gratitude in being able to participate this organization. So it's just an amazing, heartfelt experience, and I'm so grateful to be able to share in being a social entrepreneur and changing and helping other people. It's just mind-blowing for me. The globalwomensummit.com is the platform you can go to get more information. It's not just for women. It's for women, but we have a lot of men that choose to participate. So I'll put a couple of the website links in the chat room so you guys can have access to that. So I just wanted to express how grateful I am for being able to participate with the WIN and the Global Women's Summits. I've partnered with some amazing people from all over the globe, United Kingdom, Turkey, Brazil, Russia, Curacao, and some other great places. So, you know, it's very exciting to have this opportunity, and I look forward to meeting so many more of you amazing people out there. Today's show is very interesting. I have, for the first part of the show, my author, Robert Reed. He is the author of a book called Cool, Smooth, Suave Me, and I'll put that in the chat room as well. So you at home can go ahead and log in and connect to some of these organizations. He is got a really amazing story, and, you know, I'm very excited to have him as a person to work with, to help him support his message and get, you know, what his journey was about out in front of kids and families and, you know, support some of that. So Robert Reed is going to be our first guest. And then we have two more guests from Body by Vitalis, which is, you know, changing the face of obesity across the world and creating multimillionaires and entrepreneurs and opportunities. So we've got a little women in business section today. We're going to talk about, one, choosing a home-based business. What are some key questions that you want to look at? So you can go to my Facebook page, which is under Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, and get some information about today's show. You can participate on Blog Talk Radio in our chat room. You can call in. and ask direct questions. So whatever makes sense for you in the moment, we're here to answer those questions. Got a couple callers on the line that are coming through. I'm just going to double check and see who's on the line and see if any of our guests have participated in yet. And we'll get the show started. So some projects that I've got coming up shortly. One of those is Women in Business. It's for entrepreneurial women who are looking for a place to discuss local and international global women issues, set change locally, and bond with other women. So we're going to co-create with some of the Columbus, Ohio local women's groups and then branch that out to other cities and other areas nationally and internationally. So if you're somebody that women, you're passionate about women's issues and you want to get involved with that, please, email me directly at Heather L. Tapia, T as in Tom, A, T as in Paul, I-A, at gmail.com. Check in with Blog Talk or send us info on Facebook. So let's take our first caller. And hi, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, caller.
Hello.
Hi, who's calling?
This is Beverly.
Oh, hi, Beverly. How are you today?
Fine. I was just calling in to listen.
Oh, okay. Well, you are on our guest call-in line, so you can certainly, I'll leave you on hold, and you can listen to this line, no problem. Can you hear the show okay?
Yeah, I didn't have the link the other way, so I just called in.
That's perfect. Well, it's good to have you on the show. And
Thank you. Do you
happen to be a woman in business?
Oh, yes, I am.
Well, do you want to give a shout-out to what you're involved in for a moment?
Sure. I'm with a company called TalkFusion. It's an online video communication company, and it is awesome. We all should use video for our businesses, and this has the best tools around, I do believe.
And how can somebody get in touch with you to learn more about this?
Well, I just say createwealthwithvideo.com. That's the best way to get in touch with me. That way you can see what TalkFusion is all about, and you can find my information there, createwealthwithvideo.
That's fabulous. Well, thanks for being a listener today. And
thank you.
If you have any other questions, pop into our chat room.
All right. I will. Thank you.
Thanks. Hello, caller. Can you hear me?
Yeah, this is Robert.
Hello, Robert. Great. Okay, caller. I'm sorry, listeners. We have our first guest on the line. Again, this is Robert Reed, author of Cool, Smooth, Suave Me. And Robert is local in the Columbus, Ohio area, and he's got, like I was saying before, a very interesting story and passion and purpose. I met Robert, about 5-6 weeks ago?
Sounds about right.
At one of my Get Published Today for Authors events. And we started talking about how to get this great book that he's had, out there in the wild world of web and in print. So why don't you take a second to, if you'd like to introduce yourself, give some backstory, and talk a little bit about your mission.
Yeah, like Heatherette mentioned, my name's Robert Reed. The title of the book is Cool, Smooth, Suave Me. The book is a deterrent for youth and adolescents against the use of drugs and alcohol. It's written through constructive persuasion with an underlying question, am I headed that way? I wrote the book when I was 23 for the simple fact that I wanted to prevent youth and adolescents from making some wrong decisions in terms of drugs and alcohol. I felt like if the youth or adolescent knew the truth, a truth that they could accept, identify with, and most importantly, relate with, that possibly being informed properly, that ultimately, when the ultimate choice came to decide to use or not use, that naturally that they would not. The book's a good book. It's a fast read. It's an easy read. And it's powerful. It's a game changer. In addition, the book is currently sold online at a lot of different distributors, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, smashwords.com, exlibris.com, and naturally reads houseofpublishing.com. I say to the parents and facilitators that are listening today, if you're out there, which I'm sure you are, that if you truly want to make a difference, if you do want a game changer, something you can identify with the youth and adolescent, a tool, a medium that works between you two, Cool, Smooth, Suave Me is definitely the tool to do it, for the simple fact that the book is equipped with 10 questions that promotes engagement. It's the cornerstone that allows the conversation of drugs and alcohol simply as to where you are. And that's really what it really comes down to with the youth or adolescent. There's so many organizations and establishments out there that want to deal with, you know, our youth once the situation's already started. But in my experience, and I definitely have experience, the crux, if you will, is to prevent it from ever happening. And again, Cool, Smooth, Suave Me is definitely that tool, that vehicle, that it's a game changer. And if you take a look, I think you would agree.
Well, you know, Robert, I have read the book, and it's pretty powerful. And, you know, I know that there's certain core messages that you want kids of today to understand, parents of today to understand, school systems today to understand. Is there anything within the book that, you know, you feel that is appropriate for the listeners to kind of get them enticed to read the book? I'd like to hear your perspective, and then I'll share some of my thoughts on it.
Well, that's a real good question, because I feel like the entire book from the beginning read with the first four pages for the facilitator and the parents, that clearly shows you what I'm trying to do, talks about facts, features, and benefits, different ideologies, the fat man scenario, the baby food theory. All of these ideologies in the beginning of the book will make it very clear and understandable and identifiable to the facilitator and the teacher, but then it goes on with the actual story. You know, there's power in the truth, providing the truth is delivered in a deliverable manner, where it's receivable and believable. Okay. I feel like personally, not only youth and adolescents, but society as a whole can identify and relate to the story that the book entails. And, I can't say enough that it's a game changer, because either whether you've been there or whether you've just wondered why, it's going to answer questions for you. It's going to point you in a direction that, comes back to the truth. Because nobody, and I mean nobody, when we see that guy that's standing on 71 with a sign, he didn't set out to end up that way. It just happened. And It's reality. It's reality. And I feel that, you know, the story that I wrote is very reality-based, is very receivable. And if you read one book, just one, this year, that truly, talks about, you know, drugs and alcohol and, you know, the message of why you do not want to go that path, it needs to be Cool, Smooth, Suave Me.
Okay. Why do you feel it needs to be that way? How does that purpose serve?
Well, again, it comes back to the truth. I mean, I don't feel, Heather, that anybody would set out to become homeless. I don't believe anybody sets out to become alcoholics or addicts. I think it's something that happens along the way. And more often than not, when you take a parent or a youth or adolescent that has, you know, gone down that wrong path, you know, at that point, everybody pays. And, you know, one thing that I always tell folks, and I tell them, you can pay now or you can pay later as a parent. You can't imagine, and most parents out there can't imagine what it's like to have a youth or adolescent to get involved with drugs and alcohol. Everybody pays. And all I'm trying to do is prevent the youth or adolescent first and foremost from paying, and naturally the parents. And I feel like the tool, and it is a tool, it's not just a story. I feel like we all have a story, Heather. But I feel like this story that was put out there in a manner that's very receivable, that has an impact, that is a game changer and a life changer. And that's what Cool, Smooth, Suave Me is all about. And I encourage everybody to take a look at the briefing, some of the different press releases that have come out, and, take that step. take the step. I mean, it's not the book's not sold at a price that's going to break you, but it will open your eyes, and it'll definitely give you some knowledge of where your youth or adolescent is in terms of drugs and alcohol. Prevention in its,
right.
in its clear and most pure form.
Well, and Robert, having read the book, I agree with you 100%. What is amazing about it is the ability to share a real, believable story. It's real. It's yours. Of, you know, a young kid who started off as a star athlete until he hit college and, you know, was with his peers, the athletes, and was exposed to marijuana, and that segued into your journey into drug abuse, drug dealing, homelessness, as you stated, and prison. And, you know, it happened so quickly, you know, from 18 to 22, 23, right?
Like night and day.
Yeah, and, you know, having, you know, if for those of us that have, you know, remember what 18 felt like and how everything was ahead of you, and, you know, those that decided to go to college and that first day of freshman year and you just want to make friends, I mean, I remember those days, and it's so amazing how things can, flip on you, and you think you're just hanging out with people that are doing the same things you are. So it is a very powerful story. It's very, appropriate to any timeline, whether that's, you know, 5 years ago or now. And,
absolutely.
You know, I applaud you for writing the book at 23, and I certainly applaud you for getting back in touch with the book where you are now and making a dedicated choice to get
absolutely.
The message in the hands of the right people so you can make a difference. I think, you know, we were talking yesterday. How many
right.
people use drugs and alcohol or have tried it? A lot.
Out of those percentages.
Go ahead.
I couldn't hear you.
I just said go ahead. You were starting to say something.
I wasn't saying anything. I thought you were saying something, but, you know, I mean, it's just, it's just a sad situation. I really take a look. You know, I've been there, and, life's not perfect today. It's better than it's been. There's no question. I'm a very fortunate and blessed individual. I don't put myself on a pedestal because I wrote this book, Heather. But I truly, truly will do whatever it takes to get this book out there. If it were up to me, I would give the book away free of charge because, you know, I can't say enough that for that youth or adolescent that has not crossed that line yet, it is truly a game changer. And for that parent that really doesn't understand, that parent that has that fear that needs to do something, and we all need to do something, you know, as parents, and I think that we do. But what makes it real tough for the everyday parent to talk about drugs and alcohol to their youth or adolescent is a lot of times they haven't done them, and it's uncomfortable. This particular work, this book that I've created with the 10 questions in it that allows the parent and the teacher to engage the youth or adolescent, it's that conversational piece. I'm making it easy for you to talk to your youth or adolescent about drugs and alcohol. I'm giving you a cornerstone that you can share your thoughts and truly find out where they are before these problems come. Now, there's parents out there and there's facilitators that are listening today, and they're going to tell me that my Johnny is fine, my Tina is great, and that's fine. But you have to ask yourself and be truthful with yourself. How many other parents said that about the exact same thing about their very youth or adolescent or young adult now that's sitting in prison? So instead of waiting until, you know, the drugs and alcohol kick in, instead of waiting to that first criminal case or the first time as a parent you find yourself getting that call late at night, this is your opportunity to get involved. I mean, we talk a great game as parents, how we want to make sure that, you know, Jimmy, Johnny, and Timmy are on track. Well, doesn't it make sense to make sure that they're on track? I mean, we'd spend $14.95 on a meal, but we wouldn't spend $14.95 to get a better idea and understanding of where they stand. Are they on solid ground? And if they're not on solid ground, this might be the time before they cross that line of addiction or alcoholism that I can make a change. Everything in this particular book, when you take a look at it, leads to the back cover of the book. Now, I don't know if some of the different publishers I have put the book out there or the back of the book on there, but there's a guy. Mm-hmm. There's a guy, and I feel like this is very important because this sums it up for me as the person I am today. That back of the book where that gentleman is holding the picture of the jail cell, you've seen him where he's holding the bars, there's a question that runs across the back cover of the book, and it says, are you headed this way? And if a youth or adolescent can read my story and slow down and ask themselves, are you headed this way, and they have not crossed that line of addiction or alcoholism, there's a pretty good chance for change. They can still be gotten to with proper education and help. Once you cross that line, Heather, it's called Russian roulette from there. Some people won't tell you that, but take it from a guy who knows. I know.
Absolutely. And so, again, for those callers that aren't on our chat line, or those listeners, I should say, you can go to www.cool with a K, K-O-O-L, smooth, S-M-O-O-T-H, suave, S-U-A-V-E, me.com, and get more information on the book, buy the book. We're going to be doing a lot of, different promotional things. We want to get in front of your organization, whether you're local or national. It doesn't matter. If you've got a church group, an organization, you're part of the school system, that would be, ideal, because I know Robert wants to, see if he can get this book as part of the curriculum. It worked in 98. We want to get it back in, the hands of school systems. And for me, I really want the parents to read it.
Hey, can I say one last thing?
Absolutely.
I think back, Heather, and I'll make this real quick. I think back to when I was in high school, and we talked about this yesterday. I read books in high school as mandatory reading, like Catcher in the Rye. I read books in high school that were mandatory reading, Heather, like Moby Dick and Romeo and Juliet. And I think that those are all great works, Heather, but this is 2012. And any parent out there listening, as well as facilitator today, you'd have to agree with me. This is a different ball game today in 2012 than it was 20 years ago. And I guess I say that to say that if you read Moby Dick and Catcher in the Rye today, it's not going to save you when you get out here in 2012. But if you get a taste of cool, smooth, suave me, you just might have a chance. And that's all I've got to say about that. I appreciate you giving me a call today and allowing me on your radio show. And,
absolutely, and we got a lot more fun to do, don't we, Robert?
I think that we do, and things are progressing. And, God works in mysterious ways, and I think this is definitely a step in the right direction.
Well, we're going to have you back on in a couple of weeks. I have a platform that's going to allow us to not only do a radio show, but we're also going to do a live video virtual panel, which will allow callers to actually see Robert, Terry Manrique, parent coach, and Karen, who is a high school teacher, science teacher, Karen Trusky, and she does some work called Brain Gem, but she's tapped into these schools, these hardcore schools, working in the worst districts and helping empower the children, just showing them love and flipping them to where they actually want to come to school. So it's going to be a real amazing and interesting discussion for y'all to tap into, so stay tuned for that. Again, you can find Entrepreneurial Excellence on Facebook, Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, to get more details, or just tune in every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern. Robert, again, thanks so much for your time today. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll talk soon.
Hey, Heather, I appreciate you having me on. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a good day.
All right. Bye-bye.
So now let's move to our next guest. I don't think we have any outside callers calling in just yet, but if you do have a question for our guest or myself, I have a video and web marketing company. I help authors get published. I do PR, and I work as a Global Women's Summit Director, empowering women internationally. So any question you have, if I don't know the answer, I'll find out for you. today we've got two amazing guests coming in, part of our Women in Business section. So I just want to read their bios and introduce them, and then we'll bring them both on the line. We have Amber Klein. She is a leading director with Vaisalus. Body by Vaisalus is a network marketing company that, you know, we really, I've really seen take off here as far as some of the local people that I work with. And it's really getting good exposure. She's wife and mother of three. She enjoys having a career. But I know it also gives her time to work with her children and empowering other women. I'll let her talk the rest about her story. She's one of our guests. And then our other guest is Aaliyah Joseph. She's a certified personal trainer, successful entrepreneur, also with Vaisalus. And, you know, we're really excited to have both of them on to talk in general about home-based businesses, answer some key questions you might have about picking one, as well as, you know, give you some questions you should be asking when you're looking to start your own home-based business. So with none further ado, let's bring them on the line. Hello, who do we have?
Hi, Heather, it's Amber Klein.
Hi, Amber, welcome, welcome. Let me get Aaliyah here.
Okay.
I'm out there. Can you hear me?
Aaliyah, yes. Okay.
Awesome.
So we've got you both online, and I did a mini intro you probably heard, so I wanted to give you guys each an opportunity to introduce yourselves, talk a little bit about what you do, why you do it, and then we'll talk about Vaisalus, and then get into the meat of, you know, why and how an individual should explore home-based businesses for themselves. So go ahead, Amber.
Okay, awesome. Thanks, Heather, for having us on the show. Really looking forward to this. I actually am a I help run a real estate brokerage. I have done that for about 11 years now. So been in the business world, been into the entrepreneurship aspect of things. Was blessed to be able to stay at home with my kids prior to that journey. But working in the real estate industry, you probably do have a lot of real estate agents or brokers on the line today. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of hours. And I wasn't able to really be around and raise my kids the way I wanted to, although I was enjoying what I was doing. So kind of wanted to get out there and see what else was out there. Never thought I would even entertain direct sales. I always thought it just took that special person to do that. Little did I know that I could, you know, start into it with a product that's absolutely amazing and build the business I have so far. So, you know, I think it's something that everybody should entertain, and I'm really glad that I, you know, set this under 2 years ago. I am happy to say that I am doing this full-time now, kind of dwindling out of the real estate industry and enjoying what I'm doing.
And it is important for anything. Any business you choose, and what I do is I help people monetize their passion. It's so important you like what you're doing. I mean, how many of us have that or have had that J-O-B that we can't even get out of bed for? You know,
absolutely.
I've got my hand raised. So
yeah,
when you
I know
find
a lot of people like that.
Oh, my gosh. And that's, you know, I'm committed to everybody being an entrepreneur. You know, I want everyone in the world to have something they're passionate about, an opportunity to monetize that passion, support themselves with it without fear or limitations, and never worry about getting fired again. If you fire yourself,
absolutely,
you would start something else.
Well, and we call it, Heather, in our industry, we call it firing your boss. So we're just out there to help people fire their bosses. So
yeah, that's great. Aaliyah, tell us a little bit about you. Thanks so much for being a part of the show today.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having us on. I definitely appreciate it. Well, I can definitely relate about, you know, the job situation. When I was an interior designer, I went to college for 4 years and was actually an interior designer, and I sat in a cubicle and I designed other cubicles. It was miserable. So I'm so sorry if I ever designed a cubicle that you sat in. And, you know, for me, I just had this itch to be an entrepreneur. And, you know, if other people might relate that they're, you know, you just kind of get angry going to work over and over when you're not following your passion. And I wasn't following my passion, and my passion was health and wellness. So I got myself certified as a personal trainer, started that business from scratch, and then was looking for a product to help take my clients to the next level, because 80% of reaching your health and wellness goal is diet and nutrition. So I needed a product, I needed supplementation for my clients that I could introduce to them. I was blessed to be introduced to Body by Vibe, but with being introduced to that, I knew this industry worked. I grew up in this industry. My mom is very successful in the company she's with, been in it for 25 years. So I knew this industry could work, and I watched it day in and day out. I had to find that niche for me. And when I was introduced to this company, I took it and ran with it. My upline and I started the Ohio market. It was brand new to this area 3.5 years ago. So we grew this area. And, a couple of things, and I know some of the questions you're going to ask are going to go into more detail, but sure. The product was a phenomenal product, and that allowed me to share my passion with individuals and help them share it with their friends and family and help it to grow and help them help their family accomplish their health goals, which I couldn't do with personal training. It kind of stopped there at the gym, and my clients really couldn't go and train the others. And, not to mention the early mornings, late nights, I had this weird gap of time in the middle of the day. I'm like, okay, guys, where's everybody at? Everybody's working, and I have this gap to do stuff in the middle of the day. So with, being able to work from home, follow my passion still, watch others, be happy and successful with the business as well, and be able to work at home with my 7-month-old daughter, it's a huge blessing. And I've been blessed to be introduced to this company.
Well, I love your enthusiasm, because I know it's infectious. It's exactly what, I want my listeners to participate in. Entrepreneurial excellence doesn't mean that you have to have it all figured out. Uh-huh. It's that you have the desire to strive for more, the desire to keep growing and learning and expanding. And, that's who I'm attracting to the show. And women in business have amazing power together. We're the number one growing business owners out there. And I want to provide resources and opportunities so that whatever attracts you, whether it's nutrition or technology or other sciences or travel or dog walking, that you get opportunities, resources, and inspiration to go out and do just that. So thank again for you guys being on here in the show. Talk a little bit, I know Body by Vitalis focuses on helping people lose weight, right?
Absolutely. Yep.
So,
that's one of our key elements.
So, Amber, give us a few statements about the Body by Vitalis products that help with weight loss and why they're unique and different. And then, Aaliyah, you can back her up with some other ideas.
Sure. The great thing about Body by Vi is, yes, we do, as Leah said, that is one of our key elements is the weight loss aspect. Unfortunately, where our, where our society is today, a lot of us have needed or need to lose weight. And, you have a lot of people out there saying, looks don't matter and things like that, but it's really overall health. If we are, 20, 30, 50, 100 pounds overweight, we cannot, be healthy. There's no way we can be healthy with that extra weight on us. Our bodies weren't designed for that. So, that's a big element with us, going out there and helping people get that weight off. And we are not a diet. We're not the fat diet that's circulating around. We're a lifestyle change. So Body by Vi has taking phenomenal products. We actually have the top 1% doctors in the world behind our products, along with, a vice president of marketing and product design that came from, Procter & Gamble and Herbalife. So we've got the top-notch people working behind us, making us the number one health transformation company in the world. So, we do focus a lot on the weight loss, but this is for everybody. It's for kids. It's for, lactating and pregnant moms. So it's a safe product for everybody, and it's all over nutrition. So somebody that wants to take off 5 pounds or, 250 pounds, we actually have somebody that's lost 250 pounds on our products over the course of the last 2 years. They can take it. People like Aaliyah, who, never had a weight issue to start with, you know, she took it because she wanted to give something to her client. So that's kind of what keeps us kind of a step above all the rest, is because we have that, you know, the opportunity to reach so many different people, being that our products also are gluten-free, they're lactose-free. We have, you know, a patent trisor-based protein that is a step above all the other proteins out there, and just a very unique product. So, Aaliyah, you know, what do you have to add to that?
Absolutely. I think, I mean, you brought a bunch of great points. I think I can just touch on, you know, being a personal trainer and a figure competitor. Like Amber said, it's just not weight loss. It's complete nutrition. And I use the products to get myself ready for figure competitions, fitness competitions. You want your body to be smiling on the inside, you know, loving you, you know, from the inside out. And you know, that's where nutrition supplementation is going to come into play, because unfortunately, our food today is so processed, we can't get the nutrition from the food, and our lifestyle has changed. We're on the go all the time. You need something that's quick and easy, and the meal replacement shake, you know, is our number one product. That's quick and easy, something where you can dump it into a shaker cup, get you nutrition on the go, so you don't have to zip through the fast food line, because that's not great for the body.
Well, and you know, it's so difficult to make quality choices on the road. In fact, one of our listeners, he has his own radio show, Andre, called the Sales Professional Network, and he's tapped into our show today. And, you know, one of the things he said in the chat room is this is an area he's been stressing on his sales professional show, and his key point was it's hard to eat correctly or diet or exercise when you're always on the road. So I just wanted to give him a quick shout out, so you guys can go to Blog Talk and find his, you know, show as well. And again, you know, we're all co-creating here and working together and empowering individuals to their passion. So I'd have a holistic approach to my business consulting. If I found that I was really good at helping people clear spiritual and emotional blocks, I could help them with the plan of action using web and video. And yet, at the same time, I wasn't addressing the physical. So, you know, it is important to look at all aspects, because, you know, business is always personal. And if your mind and body and spirit are out of alignment in any way, it's going to affect your prosperity and your growth potential. Absolutely. So, you know, Body by Vi is one of the options that you can choose from, and I've put everybody's links on there so you can get more information, connect with Amber and Aaliyah later on. What I want to do now is kind of do a general discussion about home-based businesses. We have two home-based business experts here. They've been in it for 3.5 years. I personally have done 3 or 4. It took a lot longer for me to kind of grasp what I needed to know to look for it. And I think that's why there can be a negative connotation to investing in that type of business model, as well as not having the tools and resources or the right questions to ask prior to getting in. Would you guys agree?
Absolutely.
So I'm going to post some of the questions that we talked about on here. The first one is, and whoever wants to lead, just, you know, jump in. The first question is, when choosing a home-based biz, what are the key components should someone be looking for? So what do you think?
Heather, I'll take this one. It's Aaliyah. You know, some key elements that, you know, I've kind of learned over the years, with the way, you know, we are today, our life is technology. You know, is your company in tune with technology? I mean, you know, the radio we're on right now, it's, you know, online, you know, Facebook. You know, this is how we're connecting now. So is your company, you know, connecting you with those resources and helping your business grow in that aspect? If your company is, you know, shutting the door on that, then that would be a red flag for me that they're not willing to grow and help me grow my business, because this is the way that, you know, our industry is going. Another thing is, you know, the product. Does the product work? Are people seeing success with the products? You know, no matter what the product is, you know, if it's health and wellness, or if it's skincare, or, you know, candles, or, you know, whatever the product is it a phenomenal product, and are people loving it, people buying it? Another thing, training. Does your company take time to give you the training, the education, the knowledge that you need to be successful in this industry. You know, people joining this industry that have never had experience in an industry, it can be something scary, something new. So when you help build confidence with knowledge, that's going to help people be successful. And then also, I would say the compensation plan. There's a lot of companies out there, but if your compensation plan isn't going to compensate you well, then you're just going to be spinning your wheels. You want to make sure, you know, you have a compensation plan where it's going to reward the average person. It's not just going to reward the person who's at the top. They've built their business, you don't want them to be the only ones getting compensated. You want to have the average person being able to see a paycheck, you know, within the first week, within the first couple days, you know, for the work that they're putting into it. And I would say those, you know, those are the key elements, as well as, you know, get to know the founders, the people who are, you know, setting this business up for you. You know their core values, their beliefs, because you're joining them in this journey. So you want to make sure that you align well with what their beliefs and their core values are.
I also, and I don't know, you're probably touched on this, but this one thing I learned in my journey was duplication. The ability to take simplicity and duplicate it, no matter who you are, your skill level, and that comes, I think, with the training, the education, and the support. So I just want to kind of throw that in.
Absolutely.
Now, the next question is, how quickly should I see a return on my investment? So most home-based businesses have some type of quote-unquote buy-in, which offers you different levels of compensation or levels of, what's the word, qualifying. So I've learned that much, and they're all over the board and a little different. So, you know, I think that's a great question. So who's taking that one?
I'll take that one, Heather. Actually, that's funny because you just kind of hit on after Aaliyah was talking about you know, what components you should be looking for. You talked about duplication. And you know, when we promote Body by Vi, obviously, is what we're talking about today. So promoting your home-based business, you want that duplicatable system. You want something that's already been put into place. With Body by Vi, the founders, we have three dynamic founders, and they have put a very simple duplicatable system in place that we do not have to go out and reinvent the wheel. You know, personally in real estate, you know, I do a lot of one-on-one. You know, you really don't close a deal without being in front of somebody, you know, and having to, you know, maybe spend hours upon hours with them to close a deal. You know, it doesn't work that way with a good networking system. You know, you basically, what we do, you know, we make a phone call, and then, you know, we get people in front of us, we push play on a DVD, and we, you know, push blend on a shaker. So we have, on a blender. So we have a very simple duplicatable system that anybody can do. So, you know, we have just on Aaliyah's team in general, in our team, you know, we have, you know, single moms. We have 18-year-olds. My daughter specifically just turned 18 years old, and she does phenomenal in this business. So, you know, you don't have to have this, you know, MBA degree to make shakes and, you know, push play on a DVD. So, you know, I think you should look for that duplicatable system. And when you have that in place, your return on investment, like Aaliyah stated, you know, it could be a couple of days. I personally made my investment back in 2 weeks. If you go out there and you put the system in place and you do what we, you know, train you to do, and you don't derail from the system, I mean, it is absolutely completely realistic to have that investment back within, you know, 2 days to 2 weeks at the max. If you, you know, put your head down, you get out there, you go do it, and you get the job done.
Well, we've got about 15 minutes left, and we do have a caller, so I'm going to get them on the line and see what their question, and then I think we'll keep recording. I just don't know if the audience can participate, but they can tune back in to Blog Talk with Insight and download the episode, or go to Entrepreneur Excellence fan page and recapture the episode. So let me get our caller on the line. A second.
Yes,
hi,
hello?
Hi, caller. Can you give us your name?
Yes, I'm Daniel.
Hi, Daniel. How are you? Where are you calling from?
Doing pretty well. My area code on the board there would indicate I'm in West West Central Illinois, but I'm actually in Northeast Indiana. I just kept my old cell phone number. So I guess my question would be, if you have an interest in high technology and even disruptive technologies, how can we, as individual entrepreneurs, identify the new uses for either old technology or a way of making new technology that can then fit around our – well, I'm not forming the question very well because I called in on the idea of high technology, and I'm actually an entrepreneur that came up with an idea through using Google from my home and just an individual, and I would like to help the growth of model sustainable or regenerative cities by using new technology that's coming out in the area of ammonia as an agricultural fertilizer, a transportation fuel even for cars that hopefully could be around 250 per gallon gasoline equivalent. And
so Daniel, what I understand is you were calling about maybe our cutting edge technology show. Is that what I'm understanding?
I suppose.
We don't have that on here right now. What we're doing is talking about how to start a home-based business. So what I'd love for you to do is email me, and maybe we get you on the show with some other inventors, and we have this discussion, you know, we can talk about that. Because, you know, that is one of the core topics of Blog Talk. I'm all about technology and efficiency and getting your message out there.
Right.
So, you know, why don't we do that? Why don't you – I'll put my email on the screen here.
Okay.
And you just shoot me an email and with your phone number, and you and I can kind of brainstorm the best platform to get your message out.
Okay. I guess I could say that I'm hoping to create a corporation that also does allow for a home-based business in the area of energy services. The idea that with smart technology and smart grids, smart microgrids, we could reward people for both doing good energy practices and then allow perhaps by network marketing model or some of those team building kinds of businesses that already have that business form. I'm just wanting to have that opportunity for people to encourage everybody, neighborhoods or their friends, family, everybody to use the new technology in a way that will save us on our electricity bill and even maybe make some money at it if we can put the right pieces together for that kind of participatory home-based business. So I guess
I encourage you to Google that because there are a lot of companies popping up that are trying to do some things with utilities and energy. I think you're on a different track, which is more about sustainability and green living. Again, totally different show, but something that I am certainly completely about, you know, supporting and promoting, you know, recycling and all of that fun stuff. So it sounds like you and I can co-create a really unique discussion for one of my future shows. So for anybody else out there that's got a business or idea or has a question and wants the answers to it, please don't hesitate to email me. Just put on, you know, put EE Radio Show in the subject so I know what it's referencing. So I get to you pretty quickly. I get about 500 emails a day with my different businesses.
Wow.
And we'll, you know, address those ideas because I think that'd be an amazing show. So thanks so much for calling in, Daniel. It was nice
thank
to meet
you. And hope it wasn't too much of a problem that it wasn't quite on topic right there.
Of course not.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Have a great and wonderful day.
You too.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so we do have another question to refer back to with Aaliyah and Amber of Body by Vi, which is an amazing home-based business opportunity. And we're kind of discussing some of the misnomers and ideas and things to look for when investing in the home-based business. So The next question is, isn't this a pyramid? And it's so funny because I've never had anybody in 5 years ask me that question until I found out the objection to overcome it with. So I'd love to hear what you guys, when somebody comes to you and says, isn't that one of them pyramid things? What do you guys say when you hear that?
Absolutely. It's Ali. I'll take this one. I love this question because I ask them, what is a pyramid? The way I look at it, it's a structure. And my husband's a firefighter, and I look at his structure in the firehouse. There's firefighters, captains, lieutenants, officers, and it's just a structure. If you think of corporate America, you have the CEO, and so on down the ladder, and then you have the employee. So it's a structure, and it's the same everywhere with any business. And you have to have a structure in a business to be successful. The couple key things that make this, this structure different is that somebody who, say, is below somebody else can be more successful than the person who's above them in this structure. And say in a corporate job, a CEO, the CEO doesn't want you to be coming up that ladder to take his or her job. In this business, if Amber's structured below me, I want her to keep growing. And heck yeah, I want her, to keep growing and go past me because that means, my business is growing as well. So, there's a little bit of a difference there. And sometimes it does get a negative remark to it because some people think pyramid scam or pyramid scheme. It is a pyramid scheme, the structure, but it's not a scam because we have, an actual product that is helping people. And unfortunately, there have been, companies that maybe have given this industry a bad rap. But if you think about it, there's a lot of corporate companies that maybe have gone down the wrong path and have maybe given that industry a bad rap too. So, there's the pros and cons with everything.
Well, and I think it's really interesting. I'll find the clip that one of my upline, that's the individuals that are in business with you when you're involved in this type of structure, which allows everybody to buy in, and you can surpass your boss. When's the last time you were able to get a promotion above the president of the company because of your hard work? Never. So that's what home-based businesses have the opportunity. But he sent me this amazing little clip that addresses this issue, these two cartoons talking, and I'll get it sent to you guys because it's absolutely hysterical. It really addresses this issue. A corporate entity, a church, the money funnels up and stays up. It doesn't come back down. So a pyramid is, illegal, and the greatest comeback I got was when somebody says, isn't this a pyramid? And you just simply ask them, what's a pyramid? 99% of the time, they don't even know what it is. They just heard the word, and they know it's not what they want. So we have a tree-like structure in our back office. You're building your network. We're building our genealogy. We're building our family and our business of choices. I do that with my personal business. I've got strategic partners. We're building part of my tree limb right now for the radio show with Amber and Aaliyah. So it's not a negative thing to co-create. It's only when you're not getting a return on the money you put in that it's not a good thing. And, let's face it, that's not just home-based businesses out there. You can have that anywhere. So the next question, I'm going to skip to 5. Does this require sales experience, having a home-based business? What are your thoughts on that?
I can go ahead and take that one. Well, I guess the first question you have to ask yourself is, do you enjoy sales? So if you enjoy sales, then yes, you can jump on board. We have a lot of successful salesmen and women that, that's their strong point. So, they want to do something that they feel like they have to sell. And they do great, in network marketing, especially in our business. But no, to answer the question, you don't have to be a salesperson. Some people say, well, Amber, you were a salesperson. You sold homes. And my response to that is, people come to me to buy or sell a home. I might have marketed myself out there a little bit, but, they are coming to me for that service. So I do not particularly, you know, look at myself as a salesperson. You know, I was a mom, you know, got to be home with my kids for, you know, 11 years, stay-at-home mom, and, you know, just took care of my family. So, you know, if you don't have that salesperson background and you want to succeed in this business, it's just about sharing information. You know, we share a challenge. We promote a 90-day health challenge, and that's what we do. You know, as women especially, you know, we refer and share things every day. You know, I've been on the last 3 days of a shopping spree with my kids getting ready for vacation, and, you know, I got some really good deals. So what did I do? I called a couple of my girlfriends and said, hey, you got to go to such and such store, and you got to, you know, take advantage of this deal. You know, we go through the Starbucks drive-thru and get a frappe. You know, we, you know, go back to the office and say, hey, you know, you would not believe the raspberry mocha that they came out with today. You know, it's the flavor of the month or whatever. So, you know, I think when people are looking at direct sales, they see that sales word and they just get scared. But if you think about it, we, you know, if you want to say sell, you know, we sell every day. We share things every day. And, you know, if you enjoy what you're doing and you enjoy the products that you're putting into your body or, you know, the clothes that you're wearing, you know, you're going to go back and you're going to share, you know, the story of how you feel about that. And that's all we do. And, again, it could just kind of go back, goes back to that simple duplicatable system.
Well, we do have another caller, so I'm going to get them on the line and see what kind of information we can help them with. Hello, caller. How can we help you today?
My name's Carol.
Hi,
and I'm
is
calling
Carol?
To Carol. Yes.
Carol, nice to meet you.
Yes, nice to meet you too. And when I heard this show was going to be on, I had to call and share a testimony that I have with the Body by Vi product, because for almost 3 years, I was so housebound that I couldn't get out. I couldn't do anything. I was worn out all the time. And to make a long story short, my daughter came to me and she said, Mom, try the Body by Vi. And I was even too tired to think about it. So finally, it was sitting on my shelf. After less than a week, I realized that I had cleaned my whole bathroom, and I was not worn out. And so I have to tell you, the nutrition is absolutely awesome in this product. And we need nutrition in our bodies to help our bodies to do what they need to do. And we can't, you can't do it without nutrition. And I just have to say that I never believed that it would happen, because, like I said, for 3 years, I couldn't clean my house. I couldn't go to the grocery store. My husband did everything. And within less than a week, I was cleaning my house. And I knew the only thing that I had done different was start taking the product Body by Vi.
Well, it's amazing when you can get quality, you know, absorbable nutrition. The body is an amazing instrument. If you provide it with the right foundation, it will heal itself. All disease in the body is residing in the colon, which is where we absorb our nutrients and minerals. It's going to the bloodstream, which satisfies the cells, which keeps the organs functioning, which do all this magic work. And so if we can't get the quality nutrients in the food that we're buying, even if we're getting organic, it just isn't there. It's really important to look at supplementation and other sources of nutrients, vitamins and proteins and so forth to support you. And so, you know, it sounds like, you know, the fatigue you are experiencing, you know, it's not a quality of living, and I'm glad you were able to find something that resonated for you and your body to provide you with a quality of life, because that's what we all deserve.
Absolutely.
So we're just in 90 seconds, and I think it still records when we're done, but we'll be off the air to our listeners, but we can keep going. So, you know, thanks again, Carol, and Amber and Aaliyah, is there anything you want to say to the audience real quick that... I'd say just go to our website that are on the chat box. We've got bodybyvicompletewellness.com is one of the websites you can go to, and visavedme.bodybyvi, and that's V-I for everyone, .com. So, you know, make sure you connect with Amber and Aaliyah, and, you know, if you have a desire to have a business focused on empowering individuals to their own goals and abundance and feeling better about their health and nutrition, this is one option for you folks. So thanks for tuning in. We're here every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Amber, are you still with me?
I am.
And Aaliyah?
I'm still here.
Okay, so let's keep recording and, you know, address some of these other questions that we had. And I don't think it'll hang up on us. I've done this one other time, and I think it stayed. So we're just going to keep plugging through. I know a good question that comes next is, if I invest in this business, how much time do I have to put into it?
Absolutely. I'll take that one. I would say, you know, it's going to depend on what you want out of it, is what you'll have to put into it. You know, if you're looking for just a little bit of extra cash, 5 to 7 hours a week, and, you know, maybe that's making a couple calls, reaching out to a couple people on your way home from your full-time. If you're looking to make it a full-time job, I say job lightly because I honestly don't feel like it's a job. I, you know, I enjoy what I do. It is working, but I don't feel like it's a job, so if you can kind of understand the difference there. But I would say if you're looking to make it full-time, you're going to want to put, I would say, 25, 35 hours in. And, you know, it's a flexible time, too. You know, my day is different every day. My husband and I are kind of on a different schedule, with him being a firefighter and, you know, with my daughter. So I can, you know, juggle my hours and to be able to work while she's napping and, you know, so on. So it's flexible hours. But, you know, I would say if you can invest, in the beginning, if you're looking to get a return on investment and some extra cash, an hour a day, you know, can you spare an hour a day to, you know, work yourself to maybe some time freedom to be able to work for yourself, work from home? That's what I would definitely say, an hour a day.
Okay. Any other thoughts?
Well, just to add to that a little bit, Heather, you know, it's, and like Leah was saying, you know, you put into it what you want to get out of it. You know, the average person works 40 hours a week and doesn't have the income, the potential to grow their income like you do in network marketing. So, you know, that hour a day, that might only be, you know, the 7 hours a week or whatever, 7 to 10 hours a week, but, you know, you may be able to accomplish, you know, an income of, you know, somebody putting 40 hours a week into it, depending on, you know, do you run the system? Do you do what, you know, you've been taught? So, you know, I think that definitely goes both ways as well.
Well, and I know that there's, you know, depending on what organization you're with, they'll have different models based on the acceleration of the business you're trying to build. And with duplication and listening to your upline and working the business, I know one of the core mistakes that I wasn't able to do when I initially started in my first my first home-based business was I was doing so many other projects with my own personal consulting that I couldn't focus on it. And so it took me a lot longer to get in certain levels, and I couldn't understand the personality of network marketing. And then in the next one, I was a little bit better, and I put a little more dedication into it, and I was really successful for a while. And then you know, now with my current one, which is technology-based opportunity, Talk Fusion, it is so great to have that power-up line. Somebody that's full-time for them, if it can't be full-time for you, that's willing to bend over backwards and support you if you're willing to do the work. I think that's the key energy exchange that has to happen in any company, in any business, in any relationship, business or personal. So don't let the fear of the work prevent you from co-creating the possibilities and wealth that you want. So I'm sure
absolutely.
You guys can agree on that one.
Yeah, and just one more thing, and not to keep on that subject, but real quick, you know, kind of saying, like you said, the team support. You know, I was, I had to kind of take about a 6 week hiatus just a couple months ago in this business, and you know, I can't just call off work for 6 weeks and expect to have my paycheck there. Whereas because of the teamwork in this, you know, industry, you know, Aaliyah, you know, stepped up to the plate, you know, my team stepped up to the plate, and my business still grew, you know, $50,000, you know, in that 6 weeks. So definitely the team support is an absolute must when you're looking at this industry?
That's exactly, you know, what I've discovered, you know, over, I had great support in my last one. It was just too new of a company. I think longevity in a company was a big aha question that I learned to ask. How long has this company been in business? Have they gone through the growing pains? Have they stabilized their compensation plan? Have they stabilized the marketing program? And if they haven't, then you're taking a risk just like on any other startup. So I learned the hard way on that. And, you know, so now I'm looking for those companies that have all the things you mentioned with longevity attached to them. So this is, you know, I wish I could have talked to you 4 years ago. I would have known what to ask, because a lot of this is emotional and you go with your gut and you get the results, and that's okay too. This is just an opportunity to educate you on how to be a more informed investor. You're investing in an organization and your personal future with that organization. So don't hesitate to ask the question. The last question we have here is, I'm sure a lot of people think to themselves, it's not for me. I don't have what it takes, nor have the time. What would your answer be to that?
I can take that one. This is Amber. You know, again, I kind of keep going back to my story, but, you know, if that's what we do, we share our story. You know, again, I was, you know, working, you know, 78 hours a week in real estate, and when I was approached with this opportunity, I was actually approached with it on the health side of it to begin with. And, you know, because of what the products did for me, you know, wanted to entertain the business side of it, because I felt like it was something that I had been praying about and asking, you know, to, you know, I wanted a different avenue to be able to enjoy. You know, you can be making a lot of money, but, you know, if you don't have the time to enjoy it, you know, it really doesn't do any good. So I wanted to be able to be home with my kids again, and that was my first thought, is there's no way I can put anything else on my plate right now. And we hear that a lot in this industry. You know, I'm already working 40 hours a week or 50 hours a week. You know, I'm a single mom. You know, I'm going to school full time, whatever, you know, the situation might be. But because, you know, and again, we keep going back to some of the same things, and I apologize for, you know, saying the same things over and over again, but it just boils down to more and more helping people understand, you know, the duplication process. You know, if
right.
we take what is already in front of us, not trying to recreate the wheels, I've said before, you know, we can take that hour a day, as Leah talked about, and incorporate this and be able to generate that return on investment right away. And also be able to get an additional paycheck over and above that. So, you know, honestly, we hear it all the time, but I don't have time is absolutely not a good excuse in this industry. If you've got all the key elements that Leah talked about in the beginning of this conversation, because you do have the team support to help you. You know, Leah and I tell people all the time, you know, if you don't have time for follow-up, or you can't do this, or you don't do that, you can't do that, you know, get with your upline, get with your sideline, you know, let us help you do this. We, you know, beg people to let us help them, you know, create this lifestyle for themselves. So I don't have time is not an excuse. You know, it's not for me. I would say to that, okay, well, you know, what is your story? What do you do? What do you enjoy? And again, that comes back to the products. You know, can you share something that has been life-changing for you? Share something that tastes wonderful. Share something that's, you know, given you an income that you never dreamed that you could have. So it's not for me. I don't have time. Definitely not good excuses, and definitely not what I would call obstacles that you can't get over.
And that's a wonderful, you know, statement of fact. And so those are kind of basics. I'm going to be writing an article that we'll be tapping into so you guys can hear some of these answers more, you know, read them, I should say, and we'll revisit those. I'm going to be doing some unique things for women in business, so I want to invite you both to be a part of the Women in Business radio show that we're going to launch and the live virtual panel. So that's going to happen in the next 4 weeks. I know you guys got some fun traveling and to do in July. Then we're going to bring you guys back for a live virtual discussion where we really dive in to a little bit more into the home-based business that is Body by V. So we'll get that out there and scheduled as well. Because of the Global Women's Summit directorship training that I just went through, I'm very cognitive now of international and local women's issues, and you know, providing platforms for self-expression like this radio show. So I have a question for you guys. What additional platforms do you think you would need and or other women might, you know, need in Columbus to share their message? Is there any gap that you could think of or things that you do like that you would like more of that I could help kind of co-create out there?
Absolutely. You know, I don't really think there's anything missing. I think it's, you know, creating that full package. You know, with the way technology is going, I think it's awesome. It's a, you know, phenomenal way to grow your business. But I think as women, we still need that, you know, that connection time. I hosted for a while a networking group, you know, just a small intimate group, being able to share the business with other women. And, you know, women love the chat. We love to connect with each other. So I think just creating that whole package is what is, you know, really going to help a woman develop their business and grow their business and help connect with others, and that's just going to lead to success.
I appreciate that. Do you have any ideas?
I think, you know, Aaliyah just pretty much said it all. You know, she's got the HeartLink Network that she's doing. You know, we've got the, you know, National Association of Women. You know, we've definitely got some things out there. And I just think if you just take the time to try to connect with those different organizations, you know, meet new people and, you know, help them out as well. It's not just about, you know, what am I going to get from this? You know, help your, you know, fellow networkers and out there. You know, I think it's a win-win situation to connect in all those different avenues.
Well, one thing I was working with my new business partner, Deanna, on, and one of the programs that the Women's Information Network has is perfectly in alignment with what I was going to do to help support the Global Women's Summit event. And so I was going to start a radio show. I already write for The Examiner, which is an online publication, the Women in Business section. And so I was going to do Entrepreneurial Woman, Women in Business Radio, Women in Business Personal, you know, virtual panel. We're going to do some live events, giving, like you said, Aaliyah, that full package. And when I went out there and found out they already have a Women in Business networking program, what I like about it is it's attached to the global mission of uniting and empowering women for community and global issues. So although there's a lot of amazing networking groups here in Columbus locally and nationally and internationally, I don't want to reinvent the wheel. I don't want them to perceive it as competition. So kind of my question is, you know, I went to, you know, the women in business organizations that you guys are a part of, and I said we're creating kind of a local global community presence for women, where you can send your, you know, some of your top representatives to the meeting to have a role of advocacy to talk about local community issues, where we can actually do some give back programs and do some nonprofit work and have some fun and also share business and do little mini demonstrations of our work or teach classes. Do you think that's unique enough that people would gravitate to it, or do you think it's similar to something you're already a part of or have heard of?
I definitely think it's unique, and it's, like you said, it's not, you know, recreating anybody or stepping on toes. It's, you know, bringing us all together, because ultimately we are all working together, and a way to connect, you know, everybody as one and help everybody grow, I think it's a phenomenal idea.
Thank you. I just, you know, I don't want competition in women. We're too powerful working together. Let's get rid of all that garbage. And, you know, I don't want to recreate Awesome Women Business. I don't want to recreate Dame Fawn. I want to co-create with these organizations. And not that everybody that's a member of these groups couldn't come to the Women in Business, but I thought, let's start off small, like you said, that intimate group, and just have a first gathering and say, okay, as representatives of these already in place women's organizations, what could we co-create together as an organization with the Women's Information Network, Women in Business, the Win-Win in Business, that we could do some local movements and you know, really make a wave. So, you know, think on that, marinate on that, share your ideas with me, maybe connect me to some people that you know in the groups you're in so I can ask them these questions. Because I know quite a few of the organizers, but, you know, I don't always get an opportunity to ask that kind of question to the members. So it's kind of fun.
Awesome.
My dog says hi, by the way, if you haven't heard him being really annoying this entire time.
That's okay.
He doesn't pay any attention to me until I'm obviously doing my radio show.
Of course. If I can.
So thanks again, ladies, for being on the call. And I'll send you the link to the show so you can share it. I'll tape up the article and, you know, I might call you guys individually just to ask some more in-depth questions. And we'll brainstorm on future projects with the Women's Network and the Women in Business and with the live panel for Body by Vi. So any other closing thoughts you want the audience to have?
I can't think of anything. Are you, Camille?
No, I think, I mean, if you, I think that one thing I will add, if you're looking to work for yourself, it's the most rewarding thing that I've ever done for myself. And, you know, creating and making the time for myself and putting it into a business that had the platform laid out, it's one of the most phenomenal things. And if you have that itch, definitely go for it. You know, connect with Amber and myself. We would love to help you be successful, you know, in this industry working for yourself, because who doesn't want to be home, you know, if you have kids, with the kids or with the dog, you know, be at home during the day working from home and connecting with other people, helping them accomplish their passions.
I love that. I love that statement. Well, thank you for being part of the Entrepreneurial Excellence radio show, and look forward to working with you guys next time. And you know, don't hesitate to call in any time for the show and ask questions or share your stuff or post on my fan page. You know, we're co-creating out here to empower people everywhere. So, again, thanks so much to our listeners. And don't hesitate to interact with the organization, the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, and enjoy your day. Have a great day.
Thanks, Heather.
Thanks, Heather. Bye-bye.